My name is Christopher Lombardi. I live at 2 White Oak Ridge Road in the Lincroft section of Middletown. And just to make you all aware, for the first minute or so, I'm going to speak philosophically.
Okay.
And then it'll segue right into my main point. A long time ago, in a land not so far away, delegates from each colony came together to create a Declaration of Independence of Great Britain and later create a Constitution, which is over there. We base our ideals in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution from two particular philosophies. Hobbes referred to the government as the writ large individual, meaning that the government has the same motivations as the individual. Locke said that individuals grant the government its power so that a group of individuals can live in safety. Just these two sentences alone reinforce the government's main responsibility to us, the citizens. The people who can vote in this room invest in you yearly because they entrust that you will manage this town in the best possible way. More importantly, when concerns are raised, the people count on you to enlighten them, to answer them, to make them aware. Therefore, you must do what the people want, not what best protects your interests or even your pride. There is no higher power than the citizens. Let me repeat that. There is no higher power than the citizens. The governor can wait, as can the state legislature and the president. Before all government authorities, you must answer to us. Therefore, on June 16th, in this very room, information was denied to a citizen of Middletown. Mr. Schriebel asked a simple question to the committee, and your attorney directed you not to answer. With all due respect, I am here to ask the same question that he did. Are you aware that the Human Rights Commission is understaffed, and if so, how come something hasn't been done about it? You are missing 5 members to create a full commission. You only have 6 on it now. I couldn't help but to be concerned after reading an editorial regarding this June 16th mishap that states that one reason why you were directed not to answer Mr. Schriebel's question was because of a lawsuit his wife had against the township. So what if his wife had a pending lawsuit against the township? When I grow up, I wish to be a district attorney. But I believe that with the law and lawsuits, honesty and justice must be served. The truth must come out. Mr. Riley, the township attorney, had no right, as a protector and defender of the law, to instruct you to keep this information silent. No one in my entire family has any form of lawsuit against the township. My family pays our taxes, we follow the law, and we're not suing you. So, you have a choice. You can answer my question and prove to me this committee isn't trying to hide something, or you can again choose to remain silent. So, my question to you now is, do you wish to answer the question posed by Mr. Schriebel 35 days ago? Do you wish to answer to the citizens of Middletown? Do you wish to fulfill your responsibility as an elected official? I now yield to questions from the committee.
I can answer the last one for you. First, yes. And Mr. Riley, you're oversimplifying a little bit, and this is a very complicated issue, and I want Mr. Riley to explain it to you in full, because it's not so what if you get sued.
Well, there are 2 lawsuits pending by Mrs. Schwebel. And frankly, she's indicated in both correspondence from herself and from her attorney that she has preparing other lawsuits. So I've have counseled the committee that under the circumstances, it's best not to respond to her inquiry. Now, frankly, your inquiry was exactly what? It was how many people are on the Human Rights Commission?
11.
No, that's how many people are authorized. And there's 6 on it.
Yes.
Okay, what was your question?
Why is it understaffed? You're missing 5 members. That could be a serious majority. That could be serious opinions that are not dealt with.
Well, the committee is evaluating the status of the Human Rights Commission as in the past several months, and when there's a policy determination about where to go with that committee, it will be announced publicly.
Mr. Riley, why tell them to keep the information silent? While there is a lawsuit pending, and many lawsuits, as you've made aware, at the end of the day, it may be a lawyer's job to protect the interests of his clients, but
I think when you go to law school, which you've indicated right, you'll find out that there are reasons why one doesn't talk about lawsuits in public.
Well, that's because of your oath. However, how about as your job as a protector and defender of the law? When the law comes around, it's honesty, it's justice. The truth has to come out.
It does. It comes out in court proceedings, and it will in this court proceeding.
To go on a tangent, in a criminal case, let's say a murder is put on trial. Ideal situation, murderer gets put behind bars because he did it. But the great thing about our country is He can hire a defense attorney that can create reasonable doubt out the wazoo. So, if he gets off, are we any more safe? No. The truth has to come out, and what has to be done honestly, fairly, and...
And it is. Thank you.
Thank you.